Neighbors Helping Neighbors is the idea behind a community food project. There are free refrigerators and pantries around the area. You can drop off or pick up food 24/7, no questions asked. The fridges are set up outside in neighborhoods around Portland, Beaverton, and Hillsboro. Greta Anderson runs the Free Fridge Project in Vancouver. She says they got the idea from Portland.
It's sort of like a free library, but with food. It's just for people to share food, and there's a refrigerator so you can have fresh food, not just canned or boxed food, which is not really very satisfying. And so you could go up to a free fridge and just grab yourself a sandwich or something and feel better. Everybody loves to have a nice meal. So
you could either like maybe grab something to go, or say like if you're a mom and you've got kids at home, there might be something like macaroni and a squash or something. You can go home and make a pasta or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen a lot of, we started in the end of June with our first fridge, and we've seen a lot of donation of community produce. It comes in quick and it goes out quick, so people really like that.
And as you mentioned, the sandwiches, you can do pre-made meals then.
Yeah, there are rules. We have them posted online. They're like pinned at the top of the Facebook page, and they're probably on the Instagram somewhere. Instagram's not very organized, but it's just the basic rule of thumb is if you wouldn't feed it to your family, don't bring it to us. So don't bring us expired food. Don't bring us, you know, gross stuff, or just anything you would eat, you can bring to us. And we do have volunteers that check the fridge regularly to throw out things that look sketchy.
Say if I love to make banana bread or something like that, I can bring that. But, you know, I should probably label it if it has walnuts or something that might be a...
Just label stuff as clearly as you can. More information is better than not enough information. Mm-hmm. So we generally want like a list of ingredients and the date that you've made it.
Now, since you've been doing this, has it been popular? I mean, are people actually coming and getting the food?
It's been extremely popular. The first location was sort of downtown area on 28th Street. And it's just, it took off. It was great. People coming all day and night, swapping food. I met a lot of those people. I'd run into them and they would say what a great resource it was, and people would want to donate money and have questions. And
now, have there been any problems?
We did have one person who wanted to go the extra mile, I guess, and dropped off some beer for people, but we can't have that. We can't have any substances. Like, think, like, anything that your kid could eat should be in the fridge.
Right. And a lot of times with people, they want to help, but they don't necessarily like to give cash to people they don't know, but they like to give food. So I would imagine this fits that need.
That would be perfect. Yeah, we would love more of that. We've actually seen kind of more cash donations than participation in the project. So we would love more participants, like even if you just have a spaghetti dinner's leftover from your soccer team or something, you can box it up and bring it to us, and we would love that. The people in the area would love to pick that up and eat it. So we need that kind of participation more than money, I would say.
Some restaurants also donate their unsold food. In Vancouver, the Mighty Bowl loads the fridges up on a weekly basis.
You can find out how to donate or how to pick up food at KXL.com or on our Facebook page.